Dawn came, and Tina woke up into a cheery, sunny morning, and the warm smile of her mother, Alana, bringing Tina her shell and ribbon. "Today's a big day, my little angel. Daddy and I have breakfast ready for you downstairs." Tina slid down the banister and climbed the ladder to her booster seat at their table. Alana filled Tina's favorite tumbler with fruit punch and an extendable straw. Tina had been working on new styles of art for a drawing of Charlotte, which had been there for the past 3 days, and on top of it was a handwritten note from Celestin, thanking her for her time and energy the other day. Chief Saul sent out a bulletin via the Psycon network that the humans were back on Earth in their own century, and that the memory dampening spell that the Never Tribe mystics used would ensure that disbelief would not poison the island or the inhabitants whose soul prints would forever linger in silence with these humans. With her favorite breakfast, a wash in love energy, and two of her favorite books to eat by, Tina was prepared to face any kind of day, especially with the Toxinon field trip with Arthur and their friends that was scheduled for today. Charlotte, Tina, and Arthur invited a few friends to join them. Sally Sloth, Whisper Mousette, and Juniper's visiting sister Bluesy as a chaperone, while Ross Rattler led the group, a funnel cloud appeared in the sky out of view, precipitated no doubt from the unintended breach of the humans from the Bermuda Triangle the other day. The cloud made contact with the desert surface, and the Toxinoners were caught up in it, clinging to Ross's coils until it blew out over the ocean. The good news was that no one was hurt, and their provisions were intact. The bad news was that the group was all turned around. Hills of sand covered landmark cacti and exposed other geographical anomalies, which, combined with all their compasses being demagnetized in the ionic storm, left them gazing out over miles and miles of dunes deep in the heart of Serpent Canyon Valley. Ross and Bluesy inspected the rations that they brought, and it was all accounted for. "Well, Lady Squirrel and I send out a Psycon alert. Each of you stay here in this open clearing," ordered Ross. The group complied, but when the clouds parted again, the temperature began to rise, and it would get worse in this particular part of the island. Charlotte was the only one who was not worried. She opened her sketchbook and turned to the third page she drew. "That bet still in place, pal?" she asked. Motivated only by utter curiosity, did Arthur renew his wager with the cunning chameleon.